It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. This is episode 424. I'm your host, Justin Wersch. And with me, as always, is the dizzying, the man that makes all your knees buckle. The one who will faintly hug any person in charge. The one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump press circle button, Kevin.
Input error syntax command repeat value 4.
Kevin is also a bot this week on the show.
411, would you like to buy some gold?
I just realized that
gold for sale.
That reference is only funny to the people in the chat room. We Ustream the show, for anybody who doesn't know. If you're listening to this on Ustream, then go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. If you are not, and you're like, hey, usually on Tuesday nights is when we record every other Tuesday night, you can catch us on Ustream, so check that out.
We
don't
feel
tweet
like
it, do we? Would we?
It does, because I think you still have it set up so that it tweets. Maybe
so
I
if
don't.
You go follow us at Second Funniest, and you could do the text alert, maybe all not. That. You know how to work the Twitters and the things, kids.
The thing about the bots.
Yeah.
The thing about the bots. That's what tonight's episode is all about.
Oh, really?
It's all about the bots.
The bots.
You got to get the
And
bots.
You're not talking about the Robin Williams vehicle.
Of course I am.
Oh. Well, then I may have more of an offer than normal.
Wait, what's the Robin Williams vehicle?
The robots movie.
Oh, the terrible movie.
Oh. Is it terrible when you've seen it 17 times?
No,
because your kid loves it?
Why did you let your son see it the first time?
Why do you think it's me? You think grandparents are innocent in this?
Oh, you have terrible family members.
No, here's what it was, is that they bought it for...
No, don't slough that off.
They bought it for grandkids. When it was young, they had grandkids that were also... Or when it was new, they had grandkids that were young. So they bought it for them just because it was like a new release movie. That my dad will just do that. He just randomly buys new release movies.
It looks like a college-made film.
Yeah.
The idea of... an all-robot movie.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. When I saw that ad for that, I was like, finally. This is going to be the animated movie that will change... Like, every movie after this movie is going to be trying to be as imaginative as an all-robot movie. And then I saw... I never saw it. I saw a clip, and I was like, that looks dumb. It looks every scene looked like it happened on a blue backdrop, and there were just like pillar, like Dr. Seuss's retarded little brother came up with the character designs. That's what it looked like. What's the story like? Is it all Robin Williams? Did he just
No. It's actually, if I remember correctly, it's Ewan McGregor who's the ingenue, and
what?
Robin Williams is plays a character. It's
I'm
funny.
Sorry, is the ingenue?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Ewan Did I McGregor? Made that wrong?
Ewan McGregor is the girl. Is the female lead?
Yeah. Well, robots are they're asexual.
Are you being for reals right now?
I was. And then I had to change.
But much like Ewan McGregor.
Yes, because I do not admit when I am wrong.
Oh, we are related. You must be my father. Too soon.
Too soon. We will kill the empire together.
No! Oh, I totally just burst that mic. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Something happened in
we
my ear.
We have a compressor for a reason.
I think I scared the compressor. Wait, hold on. What's happening?
Is this what happens? Is that as loud as you get when you do auditions here?
No, I can get so loud in here. Can I do it?
Yeah.
What have I done? I was doing Marine lines for some video game with Marines in it.
You, over there!
Like yeah, but legitimate. So like...
But legitimate.
But yeah, no, that's how I used to do. In the old apartment, I didn't have room. Like, there were neighbors below me, neighbors on the other wall.
I'd be like, you, over there.
Yeah, if I was doing... I try to find ways to be loud without being loud. Really, really inhibits your performance. So I was... now in here, there's nobody around us. Like, the guy over there plays his stereo sometimes. So I was in here, and Cat's...
And with the window open, he's listening to the podcast.
Yeah, he's enjoying... It's an empty field here, It's weird. We have, like, nothing. It's a weird country. Road on this side, but on the side with our bedroom, ghetto central with gangsters out there talking about bringing knives to parties. It's a weird little Willow Street alley.
Wait, hold on. When you say, like, no, here's what I want it to be. Honey, have you...
I can't find my switchblade. It's where you put it last.
Very close.
I don't remember where I put it last. I don't want to take the Bowie knife. It's not a Bowie knife part. It's black tie. I need the switchblade.
I'm out there with the door open playing Skyrim because I wanted to get a nice cross breeze. And there's a dude on his porch to come out there talking on speakerphone into his, yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, we're going to the party. Like, not kidding, but he's a vato. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to the party. It's going to be great.
Remember, your window's open.
Oh, shoot. Thanks. But then he's shouting things. He goes, yeah, you got to bring a stick to the party. Yeah, stick. You know, that's what you call a knife.
No, Kevin. No, in Mexican culture, that's what they call a pixie stick.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just a sugar party, bro.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, they're just diabetics.
Oh, well, that's all. Then I feel like a jerk.
But did he really say, no, that's what you call a knife?
Yeah.
No. So what that means
I couldn't stop myself. I had to shut the door so I could laugh. I was like, are you kidding? He's like, no, I got one. I'm going to take a picture and post it on Facebook right now. And he goes inside. I'm serious. I hope he doesn't listen to the show.
Because you know what that means is that he, if he does listen to the show, do you know how happy he is that he just got referenced?
Oh, yeah.
Because here's what
I want him on.
What this makes him is that he's the guy, right, who he's trying to start a new thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stick. And the guy on the other line, what do you mean by stick? What do you mean?
Like whatever, dude. Like WD.
He goes, no, it's what people call a knife. No one is calling that a knife now. No one's going to know what you're talking about. That's why I said, no, I'm going to go take a picture of mine and put it on Facebook. And then I'm going to tag everybody in it, and it's going to be a thing.
This is the thing. You see my stick?
Let me tell you something, man. Gangs, it's not like it used to be, man. Gangs, it's all about social networking now, man. Seriously.
How many friends you got in your gang?
How you call yourself a gang, you don't even have like 12 likes, yo. But come on, bro. And then seriously, I see your timeline, man. I see your timeline. It's like, where were you in March? You know what I mean? You weren't doing nothing, man. You weren't on the streets. You know, how am I supposed to respect you? Because the gang is 24/7, man. That's 12 months out of the year, 365 days a year, 366 of his leap year. That's what we had this year, man. You got your head in the game, bro.
So anyway, we're recording Marine Lines.
And none of this poking stuff, all right? Quit poking people.
Is that still on?
Stop calling it a stick. All right, bro?
So Kat's over there in the next room over where the Vatos are playing, and she can't hear us right now, so we can get as loud as we want. So I was in that closet there doing my Marine Lines, and I was like, get down!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You know... when you watch Discovery Channel and they tell you about when a lion roars and you feel it in your chest.
Yeah.
I had no heads up. That was coming. There was no build up. Just all of a sudden you were yelling at me.
That's what I was.
Almost duck and covered under these TV chests.
I didn't know the thing about a lion in the chest. I wonder if that's...
You didn't know that?
That's pretty great.
That if you... the only reason I know...
Lion! I hate you.
I really hope you're not hurting anybody. I hope the compression on this thing is fast enough. Because if you don't hurt anybody, then it's worth it.
I've hurt myself both those times. It hurt my ears. So I don't.
Oh, it doesn't hurt my ears at all. I just hear.
It's going to be good.
Of all things to yell. Like, not even a roar.
You would have seen that coming.
No, I would have seen a roar coming. You just yell lion. Like a bad onomatopoeia actor.
Sly Daniels in the chat room just censored his pants.
I censored my pants. I hope that was him, but it's even funnier if it's Ustream. Like, they have an automatic built-in filter.
Censored.
Somebody just tried to drop an S-bomb in their pants. I just tweeted in my birdhouse. What? Ustream.
Who did what?
This is worse than the iPhone predictive text.
Remember in the year 2000 when the internet was new and they had awesome things like AskJesus.com?
No.
You could Jesus-fy any website, so it would... No, it's gone.
No, it's not.
Well, no, the macro is gone.
Go daddy.
the macro is gone because what it would do back when everything was HTML-based, it would just take words and replace them with King's James style terms, and by now the Church of Mormon has certainly bought this website. But they would change. So if it had a number,
let's ask Jesus a question.
How does it work?
I don't know. It just says ask him a question.
Well, the way it used to work is you'd type in a website and then hit the button that said Jesusify, and it would change different references in it to be biblical terms. Okay. So if it said like a number, it said we're open 7 days a week, it would change it to be we are open one pittance of a fortnight, that sort of thing, and they would change it out. But nowadays it can't really, it can't do that because nothing's in HTML.
I want to ask it a question.
What's it say? Bad.
Well, I want to put in the website. I'm trying to think of what the... There's another one that isn't so blatantly obvious. To better prepare yourself, beta release may appear a bit funny or simply... I don't know.
Ask Jesus any question? Or guess, is it biblical related?
Oh, try these popular questions. So, yeah, there, it is just a question. Never mind.
Try what happens this Friday.
Oh, I know. What happens in Sly 4? That's a relevant question for our listeners.
That's good.
Let's see if Jesus has the answers. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So that's what, there's your answer, everybody. That makes no sense.
From John 5?
Is that an okay answer, a perfect answer, or does it make no sense? Now, here's how I think it makes a little bit of sense. Is that he's saying that you shouldn't worry about what happens in Sly 4.
Yeah.
He's saying that it's happening. Like, it will be here. The hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. So I think what he's trying to also give you a little hint that somebody's coming back from the grave in Sly 4. So he's giving, here, I'll give you a little extra. Here's a little sample. And that they'll come forth, and that this person who's coming back from the grave, they've done good unto the resurrection of life, so they've helped people, and then those who have done evil will have done unto the resurrection of damnation.
The problem with websites like this is that I don't know what side it falls on, a very ugly coin. This is either trivializing the most important thing in the universe, or... it's some seriously misguided heresy.
I think it's I think it's trying to do something really good because if you look to the right,
that's
there,
that's the second thing.
Their sponsors are heresy. Four signs of a heart attack. You know what I mean? They're trying to save lives.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Study the gospel online. West Bow Press.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. It's so often. You know, it's funny because this episode will come out on. Oh no, it comes out after Easter. You know, the Christian community is constantly trying to reclaim culture for itself in America for some reason, and things like chocolate Easter eggs and Peeps really get under the conservatives' nails because it distracts from the truth of the cross, and there is a certain amount of truth to that, but the problem is that their response to that is then to play the game by the culture's rules. So instead of saying Easter eggs are great, but you know what? Jesus died for our sins and he's the only person to come back from the grave. They go, you know what we need to do? Make a chocolate cross. That makes it relevant if we take the thing that they're doing and make it our own. So now instead
of... So what you're saying is this is like, hey guys, you know that Ask Jeeves... Where they have butler guy that's kind of snobby whatever. It looks like he wears a sweater vest. Uh-huh. What if?
Yep. Yeah.
What if we did it to where it's Ask Jesus, and then that became our search engine? And then somebody else said, yeah, but you know what? It needs to have a message. I got it. What we're going to do is we're going to use the algorithms from a search engine, and we're going to pull up random pieces of scripture that are related to their search. Mm. So they're never actually going to find what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Just random nonsensical pieces of the Bible.
That sounds perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Sounds perfect.
You know what? Let's package it with the chocolate cross and make it happen.
Exactly, because the chocolate cross, your attempt to make things about the cross only makes it less, because what could be less important than eating a chocolate cross?
Good. What could be less important?
Yeah. Mm. Meaning that there is nothing.
A white chocolate nail.
Ooh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
I can always go darker.
I don't know. That was just relevant. That was good. That was like the game. You say something, I say something, and then the third person says something that makes it all make sense together.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I wrap things up in a bow.
You do. I'm going to give you two things.
I don't know why I'm cupping the mic like a rapper.
I'm going to give you two things. You make them make sense with a third thing.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bacon.
Uh-huh.
Trains.
Bacon trains. This is the difference between inspiration and on the spot.
Yeah, okay.
But bacon and trains, I make so I have to connect a bacon to a train.
Yeah, with one.
With a third thing.
Uh-huh, yeah. And quickly.
And quickly. let's see. Syrup. Now hear me out.
Okay. Oh, we're Adam Carolling it. Okay. I'm just gonna lean back, let you go.
No, I don't have a rant. But here's how syrup can make a bacon train.
Yeah.
You see, you line your bacon up, and then the syrup connects them. You see, and then it's just picking it up, and it keeps a through line, if you will.
Right.
It keeps the breakfast train a chugging.
Let me see how hard this is. You give me one.
All right. So I come up with two random things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So let's go Chihuahua dogs,
okay,
and the Empire State Building.
Pigeons that are learning to be dogs.
It's hard, huh?
It's pretty awesome. I saw it in my head. Little pigeons dressed up as Chihuahuas. They're like, hey, man, we want to go home with you. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah. Considering we killed half of it. Are we already doing emails, or you had stuff you wanted to say?
Oh,
you want to talk about the iPhone.
I just want to talk about a game that I played on here that has been out for a while, so this is not like cutting edge or anything, but Draw Something. Have you been playing it all?
Dude, that's so funny that you brought that up, because I've forgotten and I want to talk about it on the show.
Oh, great. Where are you? Because you're not on my list.
I don't have it. Because
why don't you have it?
I heard of it and I kept forgetting to get it. And then when I heard about it, I was like, they were talking about it on another podcast that I listened to. I was like, oh, this is great. You know what will be fun? And I want to talk about Kevin about this, and it's going to be an opportunity because I'm actually saying it live on the show.
Yeah, yeah, here it comes.
Is that I said, well, why don't this would be fun to do with all the listeners?
But yeah,
not everybody has an iPhone, I guess. Or,
yeah.
But I wanted to ask to see if it was Droid like compatible, or if you had.
Oh, I don't know. The problem is that it's my account. Well, maybe I can make another account. Mine is attached to my personal Facebook, so maybe I can figure out how to create a username and people can find me that way, and I'll play with them that way. But yeah, I'm game. I thought of that same thing. I was like, I play with listeners all day long.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, done. Why don't you have it yet?
Because I haven't thought of it.
You need to get it. I've sent you an invite, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry. My wife just sent me a picture of something my son was doing at this very minute, and that's what it was.
Rubbing poo on the wall? Oh, sleeping outside his bed on the floor.
Yeah, he's doing... Yeah, that's another podcast, and I'm sorry.
Is he doing...
I'm going to the app store to get it right now.
Is that a good thing, what he's doing there, or a bad thing?
It's a cute thing that's not really good, if that makes any sense. So I'll tell you, is that we have neighbors, because we have a little apartment building, and then when they take a shower, he calls it the pipes. Now, for the longest time, it was not an issue, and then all of a sudden, now it's an issue. So he gets scared, and is it Draw Something or Draw This?
Draw something.
So,
you can't do both.
I tried, and I failed. I drawed, and I failed. I drawed it. Oh, you already have cheats? Wow, that sucks.
Don't use your bombs. You'll waste them.
My bombs?
Yeah, just telling you now. Means. Yeah, you will.
So I bought it. There we go. So now we can play it. And now, so I have to create it. This is, why don't I hit pause? All right, so we figured out that I can't do it right now. And then
it took all that time to figure that out.
4.5 hours that can only be heard on Ustream.
So tired.
Somebody already slid in. I now have Draw Something on Facebook. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. So what else did you want to say about this? Is that all you want to say? That, hey, we should be playing this game?
Yeah, it's a real cute game. You know, the thing that's funny about these sort of games is that they want you to rate them all the time. So every time you play the game, it keeps popping up. Every time you finish a level, it's like, please rate us 5 stars. It takes a minute.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars. So I was like, fine, I'm going to rate you, but I ain't giving you 5 stars.
Yeah, because you're annoying me.
Yeah, exactly. So I bump over and my review is something to the effect of, like, pretty good for a free game. Still smells an awful lot like Farmville, because it is. It's microtransaction-rific. I think that's what I called the post. And it's funny because I wanted to talk about this. Guild Wars had released a whole thing after their first beta about their microtransaction approach to things, which is all about bots. Ah, see that? Ah, full circle. Full circle. So when the first Guild Wars came out, just like any other MMORPG, the you know, you get those slaves going and they go around and they harvest gold and then they sell it to you for $15. You're suddenly more rich in the game than you've ever been.
I'm so sorry. I was working
muffin top.
This is so much nicer.
I've
been leaning forward on the TV trays this entire time. And
I've been leaning
up the
back.
Microphone. I'm sorry to interrupt you with this horrible piece of information.
No, sorry,
just right. Made us giggle.
Same.
Yeah.
The
show's about to get sexy,
okay.
Y'all.
So the
I'm unbuttoning my pants.
Some men smoke cigars. We talk into microphones.
Not in a hot way, but in a like it's just Thanksgiving. Kevin made a delicious dinner. Go back to your bots. I'm sorry.
It was good dinner. So then you'll be in the towns or whatever, and then some bot will email you and say, "Hey, I want to help or I want to sell you gold or whatever." And
that's why you said that earlier.
Yeah. They're not either. If they're a human, they're in Korea, and all they know how to do is type one sentence poorly. God, gold, sell you. And and if they're bots, then they show up.
Me sell you gold long time.
Yeah. If they're bots, they'll show up in a PvP arena.
You want corny?
No, soul brother, boom boom. Too long gold.
Toss too much.
That makes me so mad.
It's funny,
some over made up bot.
So the
shiny coin purse.
So they it was this whole issue and Guild Wars ArenaNet really stamped it out, and so did World of Warcraft. They fight very hard to get rid of gold miners and gold farmers that then go turn around and sell the gold, in-game gold.
So I'm misunderstanding what a bot is then.
There are two types.
So I understood a bot to be, because to me, a bot is like in the first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Is an artificial AI player
that
you just throw in the game.
No, bots.
So this is somebody else running a game that's just for the sake of creating coin essentially make money off of a game.
Exactly. A bot typically in the MMORPG environment is just a guy's got a 10 dozen computers running the game with characters in the world, and they drop into areas where they know they can siphon off gold by doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So they'll show up in like PvP arenas.
And the computer has some kind of program to do the same activity again and again.
Sometimes it just needs to be there. It depends. Sometimes, yeah, there'll be, you know, it'll just be a program macro, go over here, do this. And then, you just let that run long enough. And the administrators will try to keep an eye on it, try to recognize, okay, this one pattern is happening a lot. But it's hard to maintain because, you know, unless somebody generally is in the world themselves, they can't really tell. It's hard to read through the server code. So it's hard to weed that stuff out, because you could also just be dealing with a real person that's like, oh, I just want to do this mission and I'm bad at it. So it's kind of tough. So those bots then take all this money, or they could be slaves in Korea, and then they sell it to you outside of the game using like eBay, and it's totally illegal. We've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah.
And it creates this whole microeconomy outside of the system that the developers of the game never see a penny of. It's a big problem. So in Guild Wars, much like Farmville, they're not doing that. They're bringing the gold buying aspect of the game into the game itself. So now you as a player can choose to either spend time or spend money.
So they've legalized it.
They get the money.
Regulate it.
They get the money to do it. Yeah, right. Which I found is fascinating. So their point is that it shouldn't make the game lopsided. They said, we never want it to be okay that people that want to spend time don't have as equal a fair advantage of people who want to spend money. But the truth is, I don't know how you break it down, but unless the gold to money ratio is way off, it doesn't, like, it's easier to spend money. It's just going to be easier to spend money. And I'll be fascinated to see in this game if it's really clear that the better PvP players are the ones who are, you know, the rich kids in school that are dropping the money right out of the box to get better skills, to get better gear, and to get better equipment. I hope not. Excuse me. I'm very emotional. This means a lot to me. But they have an interesting system where they have three essential currencies that are all interchangeable, so you don't have to manage. Like in Farmville or any of those, you have like gold and then you have cash. And you're like, what's the difference? Well, cash is actual real money, and then gold is what's in there.
Earn the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Earn in-game money.
And so they have it where they have gems, gold, and karma. and they each do something different. And you can buy gems with gold or buy gold with gems. And karma has to do with experience within the game. You can't buy that.
Who's the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
Thank you.
Cruella de Vil.
I just had that moment. You were like, I was like, okay, I'm keeping up. And he's lost me.
Where did I lose you?
When you were talking about the gold to gems to karma exchange rate. I knew that was what was happening and that was enough. But it reminded me of like, I wonder if this is what he was thinking when I was reading the electronics specs.
So hard. So hard. We are different sides of an awesome spectrum, my friend.
Yeah.
This game. Draw something has that kind of aspect where you can keep playing, get a coin, get 3 coins, and then eventually when you get 400 coins, you can unlock another set of colors, or for $3 you can buy some colors. It's like, well, which do you think you're gonna do?
Yeah.
Probably buy the colors, you know. And I don't know,
but don't you think, I mean, I think that it's a I think it's an effective way to make it affordable, yeah, and monetize. Like, if you're really hardcore, it's like what we talked about with the collector's edition. You know, yeah, that's really what they're doing. They're just saying, hey, if you're really hardcore and this is the game for you and you think it is a $4 app,
yeah,
then pay $4 and have colors. If you think it is just a, oh, this is a little cute thing that I'm going to do with, you know, some friends and some listeners on a podcast, then, you know, maybe you're not wanting to, you don't want to drop the colors. Because I can't imagine being obsessed with the fact that they're not getting what I'm drawing because it's not in color. Like, I'm going to have fun.
Well, that's because you're not 16.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this game and really try. And then when I start failing a lot, then I'm going to try and draw the exact opposite of what I'm supposed to do.
I already just write the words.
I heard that you could actually just do that.
You can do whatever you want. Nobody's watching.
Regulating it?
Yeah. So I draw a bunch. And then, after like 2 minutes, because it watches you, you get to watch the other person draw. So when I draw, you see what I draw. You don't see the end picture. You watch me draw it. And then the vice versa is you guess using an assortment of tiles of different, like, you have 12 letters.
So it watches, it plays it in the same way, like, like it's not watching it live. It records it as like a little miniature video.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why you have a time limit of drawing.
There's no time limit.
Oh, wow.
No.
So I could put 1,000 tick marks, like tallies?
I imagine.
1, 2, 3. Like if the word was 1,000, I could put 1,000 lines.
Please do. On the screen. And then it goes the other way. As you guess the word, it shows me you trying to guess it.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, for example, I knew the word was squirrel in this game. Instantly, I knew the word was squirrel. It took me 12 tries to spell the word squirrel because I learned I don't know how to spell squirrel. And the person I was playing wrote back and said, the highlight of my day was watching you try to spell squirrel.
That sounds fun.
S-Q-U-I-R-L-E-E? No.
Did you ever see this stuff and go, man, why didn't I think of that? Does that make me a complete moron?
No, because as you can tell by my general temperament about this game, I think I'm above this. I'm above it as a gamer. I will not. This is why I bought it.
I'm sitting right across from you. I can see you in your fancy chair. And hey, I'm here to tell you you are above it.
Look at thanks. Look how many games I'm playing. It's not like I'm not doing this, but this is why I bought a PS Vita, because this is the poor man's game.
Well, you know, I was talking to my friend Heath about it, and what's funny is that he has this Vita, and he goes, I don't think it's that great. Like, he goes,
give me your Vita.
Right, because he's like, I've got Facebook. It's, oh, you could update your Facebook. Oh, great. I could do that on my phone.
Yeah, the Facebook app.
Oh, you can watch Netflix. Oh, I could do that on my phone.
But that's
and
just
I told
stuff.
Him, I said, well, we talked about this on the podcast. I said that it's not for that. That's stuff that they put in there just to pepper it. They're not trying to replace your phone.
It's like
obligatory. Right.
They probably have contracts with them, and they're like, okay, here, we fulfilled the contract.
I told them, that's what I said. I said, it's an afterthought. It's a why not add that too? But the real purpose is to be able to play a real game as opposed to some, you know, BS thing.
And they are real
drawing
games.
Stick figures and writing letters to each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. And what did he say?
He goes, well, I don't know. Which is the same as, it's the opposite of the yeah, but still.
And it's just going to be, it's just going to sit and collect dust.
No, he'll play it, but not, you know, he's got a PSP as well, but.
Well, that's where I thought, oh, I need the PSP. I'm just going to play it all the time. I had a PSP. The iPhone is a better console than the PSP. Let's be honest.
It is.
But the Vita is mobile gaming.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because I had a humongous, like, literally, Kevin and I talked on the phone when we weren't doing the episode, and I was in Omaha, and literally, every time I go to this, the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska, is right across from the club, there's a GameStop that talks to me.
It's like that. It always reminds me of that that Ticket Oak. Have you seen that commercial for StubHub? Where it's StubHub. Like, can I get four? Oh, thank you, Ticket Oak. Like
no,
it's a very funny commercial of this cross-eyed tree that's filled with tickets that it just hands it to him. And so I was sitting there, and I got this humongous return, like, when I finished my taxes. And I was like, because I told myself, here's what you're going to do. Because you didn't bring your PlayStation because you know you would play games instead of doing your taxes.
Yeah.
So I left it, and then I played the game of TurboTax, and I beat it.
Mm.
I defeated it.
Yeah, I remember.
And then I said, I go, but if
what
you
was the end credits?
They had a cool Portal song. So then I said, but if your return is like I had a number, and if it beat that number, then I was going to be like, I'm going to go get a Vita. And it doubled that number. And I was like, I'm going to go do this. And then I went.
And then your wife called and said, your son needs braces.
No. I was like, he doesn't even have teeth.
Daddy!
We solved that
Daddy,
problem.
Daddy, come home. I
with
need
boxing classes. No, I said to myself, I went and looked at the games that they had at GameStop and go, like, because really the only thing that really appeals to me is Uncharted.
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm like, I will play the hell out of that. And then it's like, and then what? Mm-hmm. Well, now you've dropped about $400 between games and, you know.
Yeah, but it's an investment. Because there's stuff coming down in that pipeline that is just.
Well, and I couldn't find a definitive answer if the Formula One game would cross over. Like, if I could sync it. Like, if I could play a career on Formula One and play it on my PlayStation 3, then I'd be like, oh, okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think I could either.
Yeah,
I don't think I could either. And because I do like the idea of being able
FIFA, though, you could.
Right. And I was like, oh, well, I'll get a baseball game. Just something to play on the plane or, you know what I mean? Because it does kind of suck to bring my whole PlayStation with me every time I go somewhere. So,
yeah, because you don't even have an iPad.
No. And I almost, that's the other thing. I was like, well, if I'm going to drop $400, why not get an iPad? And I'm like, well, because you can't play cool games like you can on a Vita. These are the kind of conversations that a sane person has with himself when another state.
Makes sense. I've told you what my father did.
He bought both?
Close. That's another story. Our lawnmower broke when I was a child.
Son, I got this PlayStation pinata.
Oh, it's Sly Cooper. Oh, his head.
I'm sorry, your lawnmower broke.
A lawnmower broke, and so we needed to go to the store and get a new lawnmower. And we talked about it as a family. We had a reasonably large backyard. My dad said, you know, it would be cool. Right on lawnmower. Let's get one of them.
Yeah.
We're talking about those, looking at prices and everything, talking about how we'd have to get gas home and all that. And I'm all excited for a ride on lawnmower because my job was to mow the lawn. I'm like, sweet, we get a ride on lawnmower. Not only do I not have to push this thing around, but I get to drive a little car in my backyard. Right? How great is this going to be?
You?
Oh, 12, 13, yeah. Somewhere in there. You can push those around when you're 13, right? There's
yeah.
No reason not to. And not like you're going on the street. Which would be cool. So, all excited for that thing. And then my dad, looking at the prices of that, thinking about it, goes, you know, if I'm going to spend this kind of money, I'm getting a motorcycle. What do you think we came home with? A Honda Shadow.
Yes.
And then...
How are you going to mow the lawn with that, Kevin?
Ding! That's how we ended up with another push lawnmower.
Like a 1950s, like...
Yeah, just the wheels spinning with the blade stuck on it. Yeah, that was good time. Yeah, so what you should do is just get an iPad and a Vita, like I have, and be done with it.
No, I can't.
Sell one of your kids.
No, I already spent my tax return.
What did you buy?
A car.
What?
Yeah.
When did you get, what car?
I bought the my minivan.
Oh, you already, yeah, I see.
So I was like, kadoosh, it's mine.
Got it.
So that was it.
It's a good
we
show.
We did it, Kevin. We did it. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or send your weird random questions to questions@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to please vote for me if I made it through to the next round, depending on when you're listening to this, on the Last Comic Sitting. April 17th through April 22nd is the next week of voting. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on the Help Justin Win Last Comic Sitting. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.